It sure is.
Here we are.
Happy Friday, everybody. Steve-O and Mitch.
Happy Friday.
It is Fun Joke Friday. It is finally Friday. It is Factual Friday. It is Freak Out That You're Sick and Want to Go Home Friday.
Oh, that's you today. You are pulling that one off.
Oh, man. I feel dreadful. So I thought, I'm going to go to work and infect all my friends.
Thank you. We love that you do this to us.
Yeah, it's just sinus stuff.
But you just don't take the day off.
It's just sinus stuff.
Whatever.
I'm taking like a whole week off at the end of March. So what can you do? I don't have time for that.
Anybody got time for that?
Hey, what's a word that's spelled incorrect? What's a word that's spelled incorrectly?
Incorrectly?
Yes! Okay. There goes my joke.
That's not a joke. That's like a brain thing. What are those things called? Brain things? Brain teaser? Love those. That wasn't a joke.
A riddle?
What's a word that's spelled the same forwards and backwards?
Race car.
Ah, man.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. Good job, you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like the one that I know. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Brain teaser. Brain teaser.
Also, another. What's a name that's spelled the same backwards and forwards?
Anna.
And Hannah.
It depends on how you spell Hannah. I knew a Hannah with just one H.
You are so lying to me.
I am
right
lying.
Now.
I'm sorry. That was a lie. Yeah.
I'm done with riddles.
Okay, good. That's what they're called, riddles.
That's what I just said. It's a riddle. And you were talking over me. So
I wasn't listening to you. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
It's a brain teaser.
Thanks.
Brain teasers.
Brain teaser.
I'll take those today. Actually, I won't because I can't really feel anything right now. My nose is super congested and my ears are like plugged. And, like, everything is weird, but it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't feel well.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It is Friday.
It is.
So, you know, this is good news. It is always good news when it's Friday.
February 22nd.
My favorite day of the week. I don't know, actually.
You say that a lot about different days of the week, and so I just don't know what to believe anymore.
You know what my real favorite day of the week is?
Monday. Friday.
I would say Saturdays, because it's the one day I get to eat breakfast with my fam.
Yeah, that's always nice.
But Wednesday's usually, actually, because it's comic book day.
I know you so well.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Ooh, it's a palindrome. A palindrome?
Palindrome. Yeah. I don't know. I've never heard that
word. Check this out. Dennis Sind.
What?
Dennis Sind.
What is that?
It's a palindrome. Same forward and backwards.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Dennis Sind. Backwards is
Dennis Sind.
Oh, man. Static!
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning. Hello. Matthew from Albuquerque.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, just studying palindromes this morning.
He's sick.
You're sick, Steve-O?
I've been sick for days, people.
But he's getting really sick now.
It doesn't sound like you're sick.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really tell you're sick unless I was watching the studio cam, which... Unfortunately, I can't. Our data plan hasn't reset yet.
He doesn't look like he's sick.
And sadly, the only reason Mitch knows I'm sick is because I walk in here and go,
yeah,
I don't feel well. Oh, we have to go on the radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. How's it going?
You know what, Steve-O? That sound you're just making, imitation yourself, that's how I sound like when I had strep throat.
Yeah.
You guys remember when I was sick, right?
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
I actually did have strep all along, and I didn't know it. Wow. I was going to school.
Yeah, I turn into a big old baby when I'm sick, and I want everybody to take care of me. I need, like, egg drop soup and,
Egg drop soup.
Okay. Yeah.
Egg drop soup. What's that?
What?
Have you ever eaten Chinese food in your life?
It is number one on the list of what you need when you're sick. Hello?
Don't eat that when I'm sick.
Hey, the only thing I need when I'm sick a little bit is a little bit of stacked radio.
Ah, I see what you did there.
So can we hook you up with a little bit of static radio? What do you want to hear this morning?
Ooh, this morning? Let's see. Let me go and get my list.
Ah, yes.
List. I remember the list. It's on this computer.
It's got a good list.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. Now let's see. This morning I went House of Gold by 21 Pilots.
Ah, yes.
Right. Yes. And I wanted to put this out to the coordinator, Miss Patty Garcia over at LBJ. I'll be working with her today, guys.
All right. Okay. Patty Gold.
Thanks, guys.
Which is ironical. Her name's Patty Gold.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I guess
Patty
so.
Patty Gold.
And it's House of Gold.
House of Gold.
Yes.
Right? To the House of Patty. There you are. From Sir Matthew from Albuquerque. Steve Unmitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you...
Branches. Helicopter.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
It's here.
It's about that time.
To listen to terrible music.
Woo!
Yeah, it's Friday. Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Fun. Fun.
Is that how it goes?
I don't even Unfortunately, know. That's how the song goes.
All right. Well, Sam Swan from the Baptist Commission in Mexico will not be joining us today.
Why did you even have to mention it?
Makes me sad. Pray for that dude. He's on the road.
Yes. Out of town.
Traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like everybody's on vacation and or traveling for work right now.
That's right, yeah.
Nate, you know, wasn't here on Wednesday. So we did Shock Therapy Live, which, by the way, turned out really well. Thanks for your help.
No problem.
It's good stuff, bro.
I'm glad you were surprised.
Yeah, super
pleasantly surprised.
Super surprised.
Yeah.
You can check out the podcast, actually, at mystaticradio.com/shocktherapylive.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyways, it is Friday morning, which means Fun Joke Friday.
Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Figs.
Figs who?
Figs the doorbell. It's broken. Thank
that
you.
Was bad.
That was amazing.
All right. So anyways, thankfully it's Friday. Sadly, it is not, you know, Friday at 10 a.m. I have to listen to all your jokes.
Yes.
For the next 3.5 hours.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you have a joke, or you can give us a call, 505-338-3700. Because it's Fun Joke Friday.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I got to say, I really enjoyed your joke on Facebook only because it's perfect for me right now.
Yeah. What has four legs and says boo?
What?
A sick cow.
Hey! Thank you.
Because whenever you say M's when you're sick, it turns into a B.
So for the rest of the day, you should probably say the name of the morning show.
Yeah. I've been waiting for this day for about 9 months. Just so you know, I have been waiting for this day for 9 months.
Sweet.
Maybe 10 months.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking I'll let you take care of that one this morning.
When he gets sick, I'm going to be able to say the name.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I have a joke for y'all. How you doing today?
Oh, you know, can't
doing
complain.
Well.
Can't complain.
What do you call an alligator wearing a vest?
An alligator wearing a vest. No, don't you dare ruin this.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of it. What?
It's an investigator.
Oh. Investigator.
I have one more. One more. I'm sorry. How did the hipster burn his mouth?
I know this one.
How?
Do you?
He
does. He ate it bitter before it was cool.
Ooh.
Oh, so funny. Okay. You guys have a good day.
You too. There it is. It's Fun Joke Friday. It's also 6:30, which means Fry News Day as well.
That's right.
Time for breaking news.
Breaking news. Tough turkeys are taking over a California town.
What?
So many wild turkeys are roaming the streets and yards of Albany, California, along the eastern shore of San Francisco Bay. It's the most annoying thing in the entire world.
This is what it sounds like.
All over California, this is the sounds that the residents are hearing.
It sounds like somebody's trying to start a lawnmower.
Some parents aren't letting their children go out to play anymore. First, there's the issue of the birds' droppings. Just imagine what happens when up to 30 turkeys decide to get together. And there's the issue of birds' aggressiveness. The turkeys show up in Albany around last Thanksgiving. Authorities suspect they're hanging around because someone's been feeding them, and they want that to stop.
Okay. So there's just a bunch of turkeys?
Yes.
They can't just take them out?
I guess not.
Why not?
I don't know. There's probably some
November? When is turkey hunting season?
You're asking the wrong
person. I'm assuming November. Because, you know.
November? That sounds like not. Well, I guess maybe.
Thanksgiving, bro.
I know.
That's when you eat turkey.
I know. It's awful.
It just sounds like a really crappy lawnmower. Hold on. I got to start this lawnmower.
It does.
It really does. Anyways. All right. Enough of that.
Breaking news. In Washington State, a baby girl was born at the side of the road with the help of her father when the couple couldn't make it to the hospital. State troopers say the family is doing well. Would that scare you?
My cousin, ironically enough, her name is Mitch. Name's Michelle.
Okay.
She was the original Mitch.
Ah.
In my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Full of replacements.
She was born in I can't remember if it was a pickup or a cab or a car.
Really?
She was born in a car on the way to the hospital, yeah. It was always terrifying to hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you be afraid if that happened to you?
Of course! Are you kidding me?
We know someone who has delivered many children.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. In, like, his home.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
On purpose.
I became less scared when I started hanging out with that guy, because it's like, dude, that guy did that in his living room.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? On the couch.
You know.
They're like watching Sunday afternoon football, and it was like,
delivering
oh, baby!
A child.
Go! Hike! Yeah. It was amazing.
He made me feel so confident about it. It's not a medical condition. I'm like, oh, it's not?
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's still a little crazy. Anytime something like that happens.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Breaking news. This one hits a little bit closer to home.
Okay.
A 17-year-old in Santa Fe, New Mexico, just wanted to throw a snowball at his friends while sitting in a ski slop chairlift 45 feet off the ground. The 17-year-old must have thrown so hard that he knocked himself off the seat, dangled from the chairlift for a bit, then fell. Luckily, they put ski lifts over snowy mountains, and despite an ambulance ride to the hospital, he was okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's right. He was free falling.
That has always been like a fear of mine.
Free? I know.
Oh, dude. Because it's higher up than you think.
And you're not super, like, strapped in.
When I'm on the lift, I think, dude, if this ever broke down, I could jump. But then when you're underneath the lift and, like, just carving around by it,
There's no way!
Do you remember that horror movie where they got stuck on the chairlift? It was called, like, Frozen. I never saw it for the simple fear or fact
Final
that that's one of my big
no.
old fears. No, they, like, stuck on a chairlift, and for some reason in the movie, I never saw the movie, but that's how they got trapped on a resort.
No, it made an impression on you, apparently.
Yes, it did! The trailer! It's like, no way, bro.
I'm not
no
seeing that movie.
Wait, no! Because I enjoy snowboarding.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That happened in Santa Fe?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
17-year-old boy fell. He was okay, but he had to go to the hospital.
It's a crazy story.
Stuff.
It's probably a cool story to tell everybody now.
Yeah.
Like, after the fact, now that he's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Breaking news. A British warehouse worker allegedly punched this manager who let him go from his temporary job. A prosecutor said the accused man pulled out knives and shouted to the other employees, "I'll cut you up!" British accent. Ironically, the man's job was to pack stress balls.
Wow. Amazing. There's a joke in there somewhere. Incredible. It is Friday.
That was your Fry News Day.
Good job, you.
Thanks.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
It is also Fun Joke Friday, which means send your jokes for Fun Joke Friday. We want to hear them. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
No.
He passed away.
Oh. Too soon! Too soon! Wow. Send your jokes to now on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Unreal. You just cracked that joke. That's unbelievable. Poor dude!
Sorry.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Further seems forever for you now.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
We're out. You and I. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It is Friday. Welcome to Steve-O and Mitch. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Give us your jokes. I got one.
You got one?
I got one.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so proud of you right now.
This is
a moment. Everyone listening right now.
Okay.
This is a first time.
So this angry wife, right? She calls her husband on the phone and she's like, "Hey, where are you?" And the husband says, "Honey, remember that jewelry shop where you saw that diamond necklace that you really, really loved? You super fell in love with it. You thought it was the greatest thing you'd ever seen in your life. But I told you I did not have the money at the time. But one day it will be yours. Do you remember that? Do you remember that jewelry shop?" And the wife changes her attitude on the phone and she's like, "I do, baby. I do remember. I remember that place, my love." And he says, Yeah. "I'm at the pub right next door to that." Hey! Anyone?
He's
Fudge up Friday!
Woo! Partying, yeah!
So it's Friday.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Where does dragon milk come from?
Oh, man. Where?
Short-legged cows.
What? Oh, dragon milk.
Thank you, Matt.
That one took me a second.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get your fun jokes in, because it is Fun Joke Friday.
Unbelievable. So, it's Friday. And, yeah. Thrown off now. That was gross. It was really gross. I don't even know where to go. I had something, and now it's just gone.
That's okay. It's 6:46.
Yeah.
And I have some very important people to talk about today.
Oh, that's right. I forget. This time. Happens every morning around this time.
Have some really good birthdays today.
Yep.
Director Jonathan Jonathan.
Well, yeah, of course. Directed such hits as
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, of course. 72.
Ooh, no. 69.
Ah.
Actor John Ashton.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, from, I don't know, 42.
He's 65. He was Detective Sergeant John Taggart in the first two Beverly Hills Cop movies.
Oh, okay. Man, you should have said that first.
Okay, cool. NBA Hall of Famer Julius Erving.
Dr. J.
How old is he?
74.
63.
Oh, man, I was off by a whole decade.
Kyle MacLachlan.
Okay, from the MacLachlan Brothers Band.
Of course.
Yeah. 23.
54.
Of course. I don't know who that is.
Golfer Vijay Singh.
Vijay. That's cute. 42.
50.
Ah!
So you really know who that is?
Yes, it's Vijay Singh. I've played Tiger Woods golf on the Xbox
course.
Before.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
I haven't. I don't know how I could have missed that. I'm
Gosh.
So sorry. Wow. Paul Lieberstein, who plays Toby from The Office.
42.
46.
Ah!
Actress Jeri Ryan from...
Jeri Ryan!
Star
are you
Trek.
Kidding me?
There he goes.
Not just any Star Trek, Star Trek Voyager.
She was in the OC? Who did she play in the OC?
Really,
that's,
bro?
That's where I would know her.
Really?
Because I may have watched almost every bit of the OC.
You think I've seen a single episode of the OC?
If not, you should, because that is the best show ever as a high schooler. Yeah, I was in high school.
I disagree. 90210 was the best show as a high schooler.
Okay, I enjoyed 90210 as well, but I was also six.
Wow. All right. Well, 42.
45.
Ah!
Happy birthday, Jeri Ryan.
Jeri Ryan, Star Trek Voyager. She was 7 of 9. I've never, ever seen that show, but I knew that. Is that sad? Is that weird?
No, it's fine. Actor Thomas Jane.
No way! Punisher! He was in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Who
he was
he
the
play?
Vegan police.
Oh, no way!
That's Thomas Jane.
Which one?
The blonde one.
Okay.
That's Thomas Jane. He was the Punisher in the first Punisher movie. Which is why, well, second if you count Dolph Lundgren's terrible movie, but we don't count that one.
We don't count that.
That one doesn't count.
Nah.
Yeah.
Ooh, how old is he?
40.
44.
Ah.
TV personality Clinton Kelly on What Not to Wear.
I've never even heard of that.
Right.
She's 23.
44.
Wow.
Okay. Zach Roerig from The Vampire Diaries.
Ah, yes, 19.
28.
Gosh. But I bet you he plays a 19-year-old.
And you're beautiful. James Blunt.
James Blunt, 40.
36.
Okay.
And last but not least, from 51st Dates, Grey Gardens and...
Ooh, I know this. I know this.
E.T. Actress and new mother that I know, but I just know.
What about Firestarter? What about... What else is she in that was actually good? Hold on. I'm going to think of one.
What about that, The First Kiss?
What?
Isn't,
who are you?
Wasn't she in that movie?
What?
She goes back to high school?
Really? No.
She goes back to high school. Yeah, and then she goes on a baseball field and kisses that dude in the end of the movie.
Good movies. We're talking about Drew Barrymore, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I got nothing. E.T. and Firestarter.
I never saw Firestarter.
Don't. It's really terrifying.
Oh, is that an alien movie as well?
No, she's like this girl and she's got crazy powers and she can like start fires with her mind. Drew Barrymore, come on!
What else was
she in? What was she in?
Like, she is 5'4".
She was in Scream for 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe two.
She totally died. She is on a lot of commercials because she's a spokesperson for, like, CoverGirl or something.
Ah, yes.
Or something.
Good old Drew.
She was in...
Beverly Hills Chihuahua!
Of course, and he's just not that into you.
Fever Pitch!
Music and... Boom. Music...
Fever Pitch.
Yes.
Jimmy Fallon.
I remember that movie. Music and Lyrics?
No.
You didn't see that?
Nothing, bro.
Donnie Darko! Was she in Donnie Darko?
Really?
Oh, she was! Really? She was! She was like, the most beautiful word in the world is cellar door, and then he walks out. Okay.
She was in those terrible Charlie's Angels movies?
Yes, she was in Hercules, apparently, TV series.
She was in The Wedding Singer!
With, of course, her and Adam Sandler, they're like a team.
She is 37! She's 36.
Is that
she
your final?
She is 35. No, she's older than me. She's... She is... 505-338-3700, if you'd like to help me.
This is the last one, too.
Really?
If you don't get this...
I will have gotten none today. Okay, just roughly, like, what year was she born?
You're around the same... You're around the right age.
I am?
You're around that area.
Ah!
Final answer?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yeah. One more time. Is that your final answer?
Stop it! Yes, it's my final answer!
She's 38.
No!
She was 37 yesterday. Today, she is 38. Happy birthday, Drew Barrymore.
I was so close.
You know what?
I got none right today.
You got zero. Oh, it means I don't have to hear that dumb song. Oh!
Thanks, Thebes! Thanks! Just a moment too late. Just a moment too late.
Today...
Thanks for trying to help me.
Crocodile Steve Irwin was born.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
He died in
Crocodile
2006.
Crocodile Hunter. You said Crocodile Steve Irwin.
Crocodile
Hunter.
He's a crocodile.
He's the Crocodile Hunter.
Why do you think he was so good at hunting them?
Oh, my.
He was a crocodile. And is it ironic that he didn't die from hunting crocodiles?
Why would that be ironic?
Is it just a coincidence? You're right. It's a coincidence.
Gosh.
I had to think about it.
You talk for a living. You need to know these things.
Hey, you should work on being nice.
Irony would be if he were hunted by a crocodile.
Okay, that's right. Good job. Good job, you.
Because he's the crocodile hunter.
Okay, that's enough.
And ironically, he was hunted by a crocodile.
Okay.
That's all irony.
Okay, but...
It's ironical.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Today is also Be Humble Day.
Oh, man.
So go ahead and try that one out.
Know what? 7 o'clock hour. Bring it. I'm the most humble dude I know.
Okay.
Dang it.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't work.
I'll try.
It is also Walking the Dog Day.
Okay.
Today is also Cook a Sweet Potato Day.
That is so random. I love sweet potato fries, though. I prefer sweet potato fries.
Really, I don't.
Love them.
I haven't had...
Yeah, Chrissy cannot stand them. If we go places and they mix them up,
yeah,
she'll pick them out of her fries and give them to me.
They don't...
Love them.
They taste weird.
They taste like sweet potatoes.
They taste funky.
They taste like sweet potatoes.
Yes.
All right.
It's also... this was a few days ago, too, so I'm just not sure that they can pick a day. Today is Cherry Pie Day, but I'm pretty
Again?
Sure... Pretty sure that
We've
happened
already
like
had Cherry
days
Pie
ago.
Day. Maybe it's because... I don't know. Cherry Pie
It's
day.
A reoccurring event.
I like Walk Your Dog Day.
Today is also Margarita Day.
What?
Margarita Day.
Why would today... They have a day for that?
Yeah.
I guess it's called Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Ah, yes.
College campuses everywhere.
Not,
this is called every Friday. This
yeah.
Is, that's what it's called.
I thought... No.
What?
No. It's Margarita
Day. No. Okay.
Well,
okay.
There's that morning show, like, on TV where they have, like... Wednesday, Wednesday, and they just, there's a bunch of women, and they just drink all the time.
Really?
Yeah, but they're like,
huh?
I don't know. I don't
Virgin
know.
Margarita Day. There you go.
Virgin Margarita Day. That's what today is.
Yeah, with that.
We can celebrate that.
There you go. We'll
all day,
that.
Every day.
Why not? Is that it?
Unless you want me to read off Saturday.
No, thanks.
Tomorrow.
I'm good.
Tomorrow is Sword Swallowers Day.
Ah, yes.
Tennis Day, Banana Bread Day, Daytona 500 Day.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's Sunday. Sunday is
Sunday.
Daytona
this weekend is finally Danica Patrick. We didn't even talk about this. Danica Patrick got the pole for the what? Daytona 500. First time in history a female has taken the pole position.
I don't know what that means.
For. So, you go around.
Yes, you're racing.
Ooh, fastest time. Fastest time in practice.
A woman.
And the person with the fastest time gets the pole, means they get the top spot. So when
oh,
the
okay.
race starts, she's in the one position.
So she's like what? Racing.
Yeah.
Even when she's practicing.
It's Danica Patrick. It's the chick that's on those terrible
right.
commercials.
I know, and she...
She also races cars.
Yeah, I know who yeah. she is. I know
okay.
who she is.
Okay.
I just didn't know what the pole was.
Yes, that's the pole.
Is it P-O-L-E? P-O-L-L?
P-O-L-E.
Okay.
Pole position.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't
It's like the game pole position. And it starts here at a beep, beep, beep.
I didn't know what that
beep,
meant.
Boop, boop, beep, beep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What does a clock do when it's still when it's still hungry?
What?
It goes back 4 seconds.
Oh, man, that was terrible. It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio just before 7, so we got to take a quick break. Coming back, more jokes. We're going to talk about the apps that are destroying your life.
Oh, good.
I got a list of the top 5 soul-eating apps.
Awesome.
And I bet you use 4 out of the 5.
I'm sure I do.
Yeah. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Death and a Cure. When It All Goes South. One of my favorite new bands to Static Radio. Love those guys.
Good stuff.
It is good stuff. Hey, it is Friday, which means Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in now on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Hey, where do ants go for vacation?
Antarctica.
That's close.
Antiquity. Anthropology. Aunt Jemima's house. Aunt you going to tell me the answer now, please?
France.
Oh, man.
Thank you. I love Fun Joke Friday.
That is amazing. Get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. While you're at it, maybe you're using your super awesome static radio app that you're rocking on your phone.
Maybe.
Here's some sad news. App overload becoming a reality. Check this out. The average person spends about 40 minutes a day on apps. 40 minutes a day. That doesn't seem that bad.
No, it doesn't.
People download apps daily.
Mm-hmm.
About 95% of them are abandoned day one.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a bunch of apps, actually, that I think I've downloaded. I've tried once, and then I don't think I've ever gone back. In fact, according to a new study, typical app, less than half the people who download it use it more than that first time.
Oh, okay.
Stever.
Totally got rid of the Tamagotchi.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sad.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, it went to 7 years, and I don't know how much it weighed. But
you got it to 7 years?
Dang.
Dude.
Is that just like a day?
And then, like, I went to go look at it, and it had angel's wings.
Aww. Lifespan of a Tamagotchi is 7 years, apparently.
I didn't cry or anything. It was good.
So to a Tamagotchi, 7 years is like a day, and a day is like 7 years.
Yeah, it's supposed to be sweet, I think.
Something like that. Okay. Sweet. There it is. All right. So too many apps, but we keep using the same. In fact, I have a list of the 5 most used apps, and I'm willing to bet they're probably the ones that most of us use on a regular basis.
Should we start from number 1?
You want to try and guess these?
Yeah.
Okay, I bet you'll get them. All right. Found a list of the top 5 most used apps for 2011 and 2012. Okay. The same 5 apps, meaning
we're not
getting any new apps.
Number 1, Facebook.
Oh.
Number 2, Twitter.
Nope.
Number 1, Facebook.
Number 1, Facebook.
Number 2, is it like Google Maps? Is that on
505-338-3700 if you'd like
to
take a guess.
I know, like, the top used.
You said Google Maps?
Yes. Really?
Top 5 apps used in both 2011 and 2012. Stever.
Instagram?
Yes.
Instagram. Ha ha! No.
Really? It's not on the list?
Nope, not on the list of the top 5.
Wow.
This is 2011 and 2012. According to the study, the same 5 apps were the top 5 apps used in 2011 and 2012.
Do apps, by apps that we just downloaded them ourselves.
Huh?
Angry Birds. Okay. Dang. 505-338-3700. I don't know.
You need help, huh?
Yeah.
All right. If somebody can call in and give me 2 of the 5.
I don't understand. Okay.
Give you a CD.
Okay. Man, you're
awesome. You said one of them.
Prizes. Twitter. I don't know.
Come on. You got Facebook. That's number 1 on the list.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
I didn't think that'd be number 1. I thought Instagram
number
would be.
Number 1. Instagram's not even in the top 5, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah.
I thought Instagram was more popular than that, but apparently it's not. So here it is.
Okay.
Top 5 apps that people use 2011 and 2012. Number 1.
Facebook. But is that the only social media?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I thought that's all people wanted to use apps for, was connecting.
All right, can I help you a little bit?
Yes, a little. I'd like
a hint. I don't know if I want to help you here.
Yes, give me a hint.
This isn't just for iPhones. This is for smartphones across the board.
That doesn't help me at all.
Top 5 apps. Stever.
Can I get, it, like, 2 guesses?
Sure.
Weather.
No.
Netflix.
Nope. Those are both good guesses, though.
They are.
Static.
Good morning, Steve and Mitch.
Good morning.
Have they said the Bible app?
Oh, the Bible app. If only.
If only
that were the case. You know we live in America, right?
Rude.
It's true.
I know.
Come on. I wish that were on the top 20 list.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Pandora.
Survey says.
Really?
Oh, sorry. Not Pandora either. 505-338-3700. Top 5 apps of 2011.
Spotify.
And 2012.
Spotify. No music. What do people do on their phones?
I wouldn't say no music.
Oh.
Stever.
You know what most people are not listening to?
Huh?
2011-2012. That was 2 years ago.
2011 and 2012.
Same apps.
2 years in a row, same 5 apps.
Wow. Yeah.
2 years running, the same 5 in the top 5. All right, 505-338-3700.
The app store.
Static.
Hey, Pinterest?
That is a good guess. No, I'm sorry. Sorry. If that was number 1 app your wife wastes most time on, that would have been the correct answer, though, so good guess. Static. Hello.
Oh.
If you're going to call, make sure you turn your radio down, because you're going to confuse yourself.
I got help on this one.
Oh, who helped you?
My brother-in-law.
Okay. He made a guess, or he knows?
He made a guess.
Okay.
YouTube.
Number 2.
Oh.
Number 2. Good job, Kevin.
I don't know.
Am I even real?
I don't know. All right, so we got the top 2. Facebook and YouTube. Static.
Is one of the apps Temple Run?
Temple Run. No, unfortunately not. I'm sorry. Thanks for the call, though. Static. Okay. Well, we got the top two.
Okay, top two. Facebook and YouTube.
Facebook number one, YouTube number two. You know what? I'm just going to give them to you.
What? Why are you so impatient?
Because!
The grasshopper.
Check it out. Number one,
Facebook.
Number two, YouTube. Number three, Google Play.
I don't even know what that is.
I said it wasn't just iPhones.
I don't know what that is.
I said it wasn't just iPhones. Hey there, Android user.
Oh,
you
got
to turn your mic on.
It's the store.
Yeah.
It's the Google store that you go to.
Yeah.
But I think I know what the other what one of these last ones is.
Oh, okay.
The I Dare You app.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Shameless plug.
If you haven't got it yet, let me tell you what the I Dare You app. Have you got it? Did you get it?
I got it.
I've used it.
I have too.
I've used it.
I have as well.
Skip's doing a series on the weekends called I Dare You.
Yep.
And you can download this app. Just look for I Dare You Calvary, whether it's Apple or Android.
Yep.
And you can film a short video explaining what you are doing during the I Dare You series to, like, apply the lessons we're learning. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Everyone is using it.
Everyone.
I Dare You Calvary.
There you go.
It's on the list, right?
Yeah, no. Not on the list.
Not on the list.
Not on the list. Neither is the Static Radio app, so.
What?
I know. Static!
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm looking for Google.
Google search?
Yeah.
Good job.
No way.
Good job. Hang on the line.
No way.
I'm just going to give him something because I'm tired of playing.
No.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry.
Top five apps.
No.
Top five.
What else?
Number one was Facebook.
Two, YouTube.
Three, Google Play.
Okay.
Four, Google.
Oh, my
Google Search.
It's so annoying.
And number five, also from Google, Gmail.
Oh, my gosh.
Top five apps used.
I was going to say my mail app, but I have so much mail.
2011, 2012, the same top five apps used. So the big question now is, what's the app that you are wasting the most time on? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yeah. We got 2011 and 2012 in the books. 2013, what is your biggest time waster? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what's your biggest app waster.
The left lane is closed on Wyoming, between San Antonio Place, Harper Drive, and Paseo. There is also bridge repair, Montaño Road Northwest at Culture, and the roadway is reduced to one lane, Unser at I-40, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. All right, we got the top five apps of 2011. And 2012.
Ugh, I can't believe it didn't change.
Facebook, YouTube, and then Google owns everything, apparently. Gmail, Google Play, Google Search. That's unreal.
It is.
Which means, because those last three I haven't used a single
one.
Actually,
maybe Google
YouTube's
Search.
The only one I think I've used.
Yeah.
Of the top five. I don't know.
I don't use a Facebook app.
Biggest time waster for you.
Hey.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Question.
Yeah.
Why did the Scarecrow get promoted?
Why?
He was outstanding in his field.
Thank you. Outstanding in his field.
Outstanding in the field. Because it's the Scarecrow's. Yeah. No. They stand in the field.
Oh, I got it.
It's really funny.
Fun joke Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Aw. That sounded so sad.
Yeah, dude. Friday.
Sorry for your loss of health.
Yeah, fun joke Friday. Sorry for my loss of taste buds. You guys just made me down some, what is that?
Emergency?
Blah.
Whatever.
Wow. Yeah.
You won't take meds, so.
Static.
Hello.
Morning.
So I have two jokes for you.
Aw, yeah.
So, the first one, why is it always hot in a football stadium after the game?
Why is it hot in a football stadium after a game?
Because all the fans have left.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then my second one, why should you always forgive your enemies?
Well, why?
Why?
Because nothing annoys them so much.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Friday, which means Fun Joke Friday.
Yes. I didn't pre-read this one, so here I go.
Okay, good.
What do you get when a big hairy monster steps on Batman and Robin?
What?
Flatman and Ribbon. Get it?
That was terrible.
Why did the tomato blush?
Why?
He saw the salad dressing.
Oh.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is Fun Joke Friday, and you can tell me your jokes, and I'll laugh.
Speaking of Facebook, Facebook, the number one app of 2011 and 2012. And so we're asking the question, what's your number one of 2013? There's a lot of apps. In fact, according to a new study, app overload is happening.
Yeah.
Mostly because the same apps that were the top in 2011 were the top in 2012, and it seems to be that people are sticking to what they love. Average person spends about 40 minutes a day in their apps. For the typical app, less than half of the people who download it use it more than once, which is crazy. So, top five apps of 2011 and 2012 were Facebook, YouTube, Google Play, Google Search, and Gmail. So, what are your top five? What are you using the most? Let us know, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You best say static app.
Actually, Eric says the top five apps, free music download, Plague Inc. I've never even heard of it.
Okay.
Sounds like something about a plague. YouTube, Instagram, and Zombie Parkour Runner.
Okay.
And then he says, and the official Static Radio app is the only way that he can listen to us.
Eric out in, I think, Clovis, right? Yeah? Maybe? I don't know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yeah, let us know.
But yeah, we do have a static app.
We do, and it's free, and you can check it out.
I was listening to it this morning.
MyStaticRadio.com. There's a link that can take you to...
Early this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I just wanted to see it was playing. And
loves
I...
it. You can Facebook through it.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter. You were listening this morning?
Yeah, because I wanted to see if I would like the playlist, and I didn't turn it off once. I was like, dang, I like this song. I like this song. Oh, I like this song.
The recently played list is up there as well. So, yeah, check it all out at our free app. You can download it in either the Android market or, of course, at iTunes.
Yes, Static Radio. Just type it in. You'll find it.
There you go. All right, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Daylights, Black Dove, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
7:47 now. Happy Friday, everybody. And, you know, being that it's 7:47 means I should probably hit this button.
Good job, you.
Hey, thanks.
You did a great job. There's an accident on the on-ramp I-40 East at Coors. That's exit 155. Or is it an exit if it's on the on-ramp?
Well, yeah, that's an exit.
Okay, there's also another accident. I-40 East at 12th Street, exit 157. Bridge repair, Montana Road, Northwest at Culture. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001, Osuna Road, Northeast.
Are you doing the potty dance? Is that what
right
it was?
Right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669.
Yeah. Well,
505-338-3669. Now, I think that emergency stuff is kicking in.
Oh, good.
All of a sudden, I'm like, woo! I got this! Static.
Yeah, I got a knock-knock joke for you.
Oh, I want to hear it.
All right. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Impatient chicken.
Impatient chicken.
What's really funny about that is we know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
And then it happens.
And then it happens.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank
hey,
you.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
You too. 505-338-3700. It is Fun Joke Friday. So do I just eat these?
No. You don't just eat those. You put them in water and then you drink it.
Has anybody ever tried to just eat these?
You know what? Why don't you be... You should. Do it right now.
Under the weather today...
Yes.
And everybody's been giving me their remedies as to how to make me feel better. Some good, some not so
whenever,
good.
Whenever you complain, I'm like, let me go get you some ibuprofen. Let me just, I just try and like feed you medicine.
This is that fizzy Alka-Seltzer stuff.
Yes, and it does not taste good, but.
Has anybody ever just eaten these?
Like, Why don't you just try it? Just try it.
Well, I want to see if there's like a.
Please don't try that. I'm just kidding. Please don't do that.
Okay. We open the door real quick. There's a mom out there. Hey, mom. You're a mom.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever tried to just eat these?
It's Alka-Seltzer.
Like, if I just eat these, it's, would that be bad?
Alka-Seltzer Plus. Cold.
I dare you.
Oh, man, you're a mom! A mom just dared me.
Oh,
now
no.
I have to.
Now you have to do it. Nancer just dared you to eat. Now, are you going to do it?
No. Static.
Hello!
Hey, where have you been?
All of our lives.
I know.
Boy. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Okay, can I tell you that I heard this song, your theme song, in the bowling alley the other day, and I just thought of you.
Nice! Did you bowl a strike?
Yes.
No.
Oh, sure. Check this out. What did the Mexican family name their twin boys?
I'm so afraid. What?
Hose A and Hose B.
Thank you. Fun
yes,
day Friday.
That's the best. And then can you do me a favor on your next song?
Yeah.
I need to hear some P.O.D., man.
Of course.
P.O.D.
I want to hear Southtown.
For the Southtowner.
All right.
All right, man. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Pool boy from Cruces. Originally from Southtown.
See, fun joke. I know. Fun joke Friday is always so fun, but it also means me warding off all of TJ's jokes that I can't read on air.
Really? Once again, TJ. Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Facebook.com/MyAestheticRadio if you want to read them.
Oh, man. Facebook. Yeah. There you go. Speaking of Facebook, top five apps in both 2011 and 2012. Number one was Facebook. Number two, YouTube. Number three, Google Play. Number four, Google Search. And number five, Gmail. Those are your top five apps in 2011 and 2012. In fact, according to a new study, about 95% of people abandoned their apps after one use, unless it's their daily apps like these top five. I'm trying to think of what I use on a daily basis because it's true. I've got like 60 apps on my phone, and I think I use four of them daily. What do you use daily?
Instagram, I use, the only reason I'd use the Facebook app is for static.
Okay.
Twitter, and right. Let's see, I guess the mail app.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I'm rocking Instagram daily.
Can I guess yours?
Okay.
Instagram.
Yep.
The mail app.
Like my actual email?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine, I'll say that.
ESPN.
Oh, man.
Oh! And this is a tough one.
Come on. There's another one that I do every single day. And I've been talking about this. I've been rocking it every single day. I rock it every single day.
Oh, no.
I've even been talking about it. Come on.
I'm blanking.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Hint.
It was made by a company right here in Albuquerque. Ooh, it's a good one.
No, that's not a good one.
Uh-huh. Come on. I believe in you.
I don't believe in myself. I have no idea. What is it?
This is the Bible Is app. The Bible
oh,
app.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Dang. Okay.
Yeah. It's my Faith Comes By Hearing Bible app. Faith Comes By Hearing.
Yeah, you
Albuquerque
have been listening
ministry.
To that.
I've been rocking that thing every single day because it's got like the yearly Bible plan.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah. It's incredible.
It's pretty cool.
It's great, dude. Are you kidding me? It's like, hey, here's your plan for today. Rock this. Boop. Hit play.
Perfect.
Bam, 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 bam. Aw, yeah. I love it, dude. I got like 30 minutes on my way to work every morning, so it's like, yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. 505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I kind of have a scientific riddle for you.
Yes.
Ooh, I love riddles.
All right. Which way is more, a full moon or a half moon?
Oh, man.
What's a half? Okay.
What do you mean a half moon?
I know what a
half moon is, like that crescent
thingy. Like when you
thingy.
Look up in the sky and it's not a full moon, it's a half moon or a crescent moon.
Yeah, crescent.
Okay, like crescent. Well, I know what a half, I was just trying to think if there was.
What weighs more? Is this a real science question for trickery?
Because.
Of course.
Ah, then I got the answer. I've got
what?
The answer, I think.
Oh.
They weigh the same. Because you can only see the half moon, but it's still a full moon.
Is it a half moon and it has something to do with the gravitational pull?
Wait.
Wrong.
Dang it.
All right, fine.
The full moon weighs more because it's lighter.
Wait.
I get it because it's lighter.
It's lighter.
Very scientific.
There you go. I got it.
Oh, that's
all right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wait. Wouldn't the half moon weigh more because the full moon's lighter? So the half moon would weigh more because the full moon's lighter.
My brain hurts.
Okay. just before 8 o'clock, we got to take a quick break.
What is Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
What?
Wata! That one from Thebes.
That could be my favorite Fun Joke Friday joke ever! Oh my gosh, I'm never forgetting that joke!
Oh, good job, Thebes.
Brilliant, brilliant joke. Get your jokes in now.
I have a lot of jokes.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Fun Joke Friday. You can hashtag them right back with more of yours. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. It's the Lone Bellow.
It's all right.
Green Eyes and a Heart of Gold. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And it is, well, it's today.
It's Fun Joke Friday. You didn't want to go there, did you?
No, it's also App Day. I got nothing. We're talking about apps, actually. Too many apps. Not enough apps. I'm going to get rid of, like, all the apps I don't use. This is ridiculous. Apparently, we are suffering from app overload. People download a lot of apps, but 95% of apps are actually abandoned after the first use.
Yeah.
According to a new study. Bottom line, we keep using the same apps. The top five most used apps in 2011 and 2012. 2 years running. Facebook, YouTube, Google Play, Google Search, and Gmail. That's what people use over and over. And it's sad because if I'm at home and there's 8 seconds of downtime, I'm immediately like, hey.
What's on Instagram?
Okay, gotta check Instagram. I just checked my email. I'm gonna check my email real quick just to make sure. Scores? Okay, SportsCenter. Just make sure that's okay. I'm good.
Well, there's times when I
gotta check Instagram.
Right, okay. There's times when I'm at home and I'm like, well, I'm not talking to my husband right now and I don't want to look at the wall. Instagram. And I feel weird. Like, I used to be able just to, like, be silent and not have to look at my phone. And now I'm just always on Instagram.
That's sad.
So.
Wait. You need to clarify because you just said, there are times where I'll be at home and I'm not talking to my husband. I'm like, whoa.
Like, as in, we can
in
be.
In that exact second.
In that second,
mean.
Yeah.
You don't mean, like,
ever.
Yeah. Dude, trust me. People will mistake anything.
Gosh.
I'm just clarifying.
My husband and I are fine. We just don't talk 24/7, okay? It's just not always a conversation
I'm
going.
I'm just saying, trust me, you'll get that email. Hey, are you guys okay? What can we pray for you for? No. I meant literally, like, that second. I'm not saying anything in that moment.
In those 8 seconds,
right.
I have to be on Instagram or something.
Right. I'm just trying to help you out, bro. Save you from getting all those emails.
Well, okay, about those apps that we download and then forget. Those, I get those whenever I'm like, oh my gosh, there's an app store. I have so many apps I could be downloading and using right now. And then I download them and never use them. So I have to delete them because my phone can't handle it.
See, here we go. My iPad. I've got way more room on my iPad. So because of that, oh, look at this app. Pinterest.
You have Pinterest.
Never opened it. My wife's opened it, though.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't say new
on
it.
Let's see. Skype app? Never used that.
I downloaded the Skype app, used it once, and then deleted it.
Right. I've downloaded it just in case we ever need it, like on a remote or something.
Yeah.
Because you never know. For communication back with the station. Never used it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. PBS app.
You downloaded that from...
You downloaded that on my iPad so you can watch Downton Abbey.
And I used it.
And I've never even opened it.
Nope.
Let's see what else.
You opened it to figure out how to get to Downton Abbey, and then that was it.
One of the apps I actually use a lot is my TV app, because my remote broke.
Right.
And so I use that as my iPad is now my remote for my TV.
I think it's hilarious that they have an app for a remote because
that's
they know
great.
Their remote sucks.
Yeah. True story.
I have a Lion Brand app, which is for yarn.
What?
And I used it once for a pattern, like a crochet pattern.
Okay.
That's it. But most of the apps I use because I download, I delete the ones I don't use, except for, I still have that Sleep Cycle app that I don't use.
I use that every day.
I use it every once in a while when I'm like, yeah, I want to wake up to a song in the morning.
According to a new study, we are suffering from app overload. 95% of apps that are downloaded are abandoned after the first use. And it looks like we're creatures of habit because we keep using the same apps over and over and over. Facebook, YouTube, Google Play, Google Search, and Gmail. The top five apps in both 2011 and 2012. I'm shocked.
I know.
That Instagram isn't on that list.
Me too. So we asked, what are your top five apps for 2013?
Yeah, what do you got?
Angela says, Words with Friends. I didn't know people still played that.
Wow.
We played that game.
We tried to bring it back.
And
a few months ago.
It was so boring.
It was awful. I think. Did we even get through one game?
No. No, we never. I deleted the app. I deleted it. I don't even have it on my phone anymore.
So I win?
Yes.
In 6 months?
Yes.
When I jump back on, it's like, hey, you won. She resigned.
Yeah. Facebook Shazam. Isn't that like the.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Figure out what song
it
is.
I use like SoundHound.
Oh, yeah.
It's like kind of similar, same yeah. thing. I randomly will use that.
I get confused. I used to get confused when people were like, oh, Shazam that. I'm like, is that like a...
Are you cussing?
Like a, no.
Are you fake
isn't
cussing?
That, isn't that a crappy movie with Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm like, is that like a baseball or basketball
yeah.
term? She also says the YouVersion Bible app.
Yes.
And Static.
There you go. I'm telling you, dude, the app from Faith Comes By Hearing, their Bible app, is outstanding.
I'll have to download
free
it.
Free app. They've got a daily tracker for you to help you, like, with a yearly reading schedule. It's got audio Bibles. It's got different versions. It's incredible. I love it. I use it every day.
It looks cool, too.
It's pretty rad.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Micah says, Facebook, Static Radio, Pandora, Legacy Church app, and Bible Gateway.
Nice. Legacy's got an app?
Apparently.
There you go.
And Lily says, Tumblr, Facebook, iFunny, Pandora, and Pinger. A few things I don't know.
I don't know Pinger.
I don't know. What is the app that Celeste, our what is she, afternoons
yeah.
girl?
Yeah, 2 to 6.
I can't remember. she has been playing a game that's like a Korean.
Oh, the stupid
it's like
animal things.
Yeah.
And they make noises.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
But she loves it, and she's like, you have to download it. But you have to download these translators first, and then you can download the real game. What is it called? Like... I can't remember.
I have no idea.
It's like Bejeweled, but for like the Korean version, and so fun.
Dave, the drummer Dave, says he uses his mobile banking app. I actually use mine a lot. You can, okay, this is how crazy technology is getting. I can use my app, and now when we get paid, I don't even have to go to an ATM anymore. You can take a photo of the front of the check.
Oh,
you
dangerous.
Flip it. You take a photo of the back of the check. You have to write on the back, obviously, like date and put everything. Boom. You put the amount, what account you want it to go to. Blink. That's it.
That sounds so dangerous.
That's it.
Okay, but
then it deposits your check.
I just have direct deposit.
Yeah, well, that's what I do too, but my wife does not. So, okay. But it's unreal. That you can do that now.
Yeah,
so,
no, it's actually unreal, and it sounds really cool, but I'm also a little bit scared by
come
it.
Come on, I want to be the Jetsons. That's awesome. Eventually, they're just going to download our paychecks directly to our minds.
That's right.
And we're going to pay for everything with our minds. Not really. It'll never get there. That'd be a little weird.
Just look at that.
It's like a sci-fi movie. Yes. That'd be cool.
It's like a...
I'm good for it. Trust me.
It's like, what is that movie with Tom Cruise and Colin Farrell?
Minority Report.
Minority Report. It's like a cross between Minority Report and the movie with Justin Timberlake, In Time.
Oh.
Whatever, you didn't see
movie.
It. Did you see it?
Of course I saw it.
In Time?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
You didn't?
Actually,
then
I tried.
How do you know?
Okay.
It's a cross between this one movie and this
okay.
other movie
okay,
I never
no.
saw.
No, here's the thing.
But it looked like it in the trailer.
No. I got In Time. From one of those boxes that are red.
Uh-huh.
Red box. And,
ah, yes.
And I brought it home, and I start watching. 20 minutes in, it starts skipping.
Oh.
I'm like, dang it! So I, like, try to clean it, went through everything,
you
still skips.
You just didn't need to see it.
And so I took it back to the red box, got another one, same thing. Like, except I got, like, 10 minutes past that part.
Dude.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm not supposed to see this movie.
Yep.
I don't know why, but I'm not supposed to see this movie, and I took it back, and I never saw it.
That forever now is going to, just the title In Time, is going to remind me of this week my son had his science
fair.
He did really well. And that was the Echoing Green from their latest record in Scarlet and Vile, a song called Cry Baby. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Come on!
Okay.
Sebo and Mitch.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome. It is Friday. It's finally here. Also happens to be Fun Joke Friday. You can hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
Yes.
Get us your jokes. You got a bunch.
I do.
I'm not going to rimshot these. Just go.
Where do you find a zebra?
At the zoo.
No.
Africa.
No. Actually, it's not. 25 letters after the A, bruh.
Oh, man. That was terrible.
That was from JD, actually.
I'm writing that down.
What's a scaredy cat's favorite meal?
What?
Chicken Alfredo.
Oh, man.
It's from Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Another one from Paul. Never mind.
Well, all right.
Okay. Most unlucky place on Earth is the North Pole because things can only go south from there.
Oh, get it. Get it.
Thanks, Stephanie Cure Song. That's what he says. Hashtag.
Hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
That means he made that one up.
You can tweet us.
Another one?
Follow us on Twitter, by the way. Come on, peeps.
How do you spot a vegan at a party?
They're the pale-looking ones that don't look like they've eaten healthy, and I'm really... Well, actually, they're supposed to be eating healthy. They look like Moby.
No.
What? How?
Let me start over.
Okay.
How do you spot a vegan at a party?
How?
Don't worry. They'll tell you. You once were a vegan, but now you'll
must be gone. There you go.
Thank you.
It is Fun Joke Friday. Wow. Phone lines. Static.
Hi, I was wondering, what is the name of that song, the Crybaby one?
It's called Crybaby.
What?
It's actually called Crybaby.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, who sings that?
That would be the Echoing Green.
Also known as his wife. No, really.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, my
That's
wife's
wife.
In that band. Yeah, my wife happens
okay,
to be
okay,
in that
so
band.
If I want to buy the CD for my son, I should say, oh, I need Echoing Green and somebody's wife?
Yeah, it's just called The Echoing Green is the name of the band.
Okay, cool. Well, there thank you, you.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye.
All right. Static. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. I got a joke.
I want to hear it.
Me too.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you call a Mexican baptism?
Oh, man.
I'm so afraid.
I know.
What?
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, it's Fun Joke Friday. And you never know what you're going to get.
What am I allowed to?
505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
What do you call a dog with no legs?
What?
Doesn't matter. He's not coming.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What dog can jump higher than a building?
What?
Any dog. Buildings can't jump.
Oh, man, that was terrible.
What is red and smells like blue paint? Blue paint.
What?
Red paint.
These are terrible. Oh, man.
Spencer says, okay, why can't you hear a pterodactyl using the bathroom?
Why?
Because the pee is silent.
Oh, my God. Static.
What do you call a giant with carrots in his ears?
What?
What?
It doesn't matter. He can't hear you.
Oh, man. Wah, wah, wah.
I'm going to tell this one, so TJ will stop.
All right.
What is Helen Keller's favorite band?
Oh, no. What?
Anchor and Braille.
I'm calling Steven. That's all there is to it. Nicely done there.
Yes.
I feel like he just makes them up every week.
Oh, that was made up for sure.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve Ho and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Civil Twilight from their Holy Weather record. This song's called River. Static Radio, good morning. Happy Friday. It is finally here.
It is.
You know, it's how we do. Fun Joke Friday.
You
can send in your jokes, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or, of course, hit us up on Twitter, @mystaticradio, just hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
I have a heartwarming story.
I want to hear it!
A New Hampshire man was reunited.
Wait. Do I need, like, heartwarming music?
Yes.
Heartwarming music. Ah, there we go.
Okay. A New Hampshire man has been reunited with the Basset Hound he gave up during the breakup of his marriage 10 years ago. 10 years.
I don't feel like this music's working.
You are.
No. Okay. So I was reunited. It was
and
happy
it feels
music.
So good.
Never made it as a wise man.
I don't think you can play that.
The Who?
Because it's not. No.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Yeah, yes. Johnny Cash. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That's heartwarming.
Jamie said he was browsing the Humane Society.
I can't do this. I'm sorry. I just can't do this. Okay. Go ahead.
Jamie said he was browsing that Humane Society of Greater Something website recently when he considered adopting a dog, and something struck him about a description of a 13-year-old basset hound named Ginger.
Oh, Ginger.
Jamie said he inquired about the dog and the Humane Society workers sent him pictures, and he quickly recognized as the dog he gave up 10 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yes. Said he went to the... I'm not joking, so... he went to the society's facility and decided as soon as she licked his face to make his reunion with Ginger permanently. Ginger had been adopted by an elderly couple in 2003, and now adopted by Jamie 10 years later.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's a sweet story.
It's beautiful.
That's doggone good.
Oh, Fun Joke Friday.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static!
So, what kind of baseball team is always hot?
What kind?
One without fans.
Fun Joke Friday.
Thank you.
Speaking of baseball, huh?
Oh, baseball's coming up, huh?
Yeah, it is. The Halos are kicking it off against the Cubbies in spring training.
Does Beyonce own them? The Halos.
Oh, snap. Don't do that. You know I'm an Angels fan.
Oh, is that why you're wearing that shirt today?
Oh, I'm wearing my Angels jersey today.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to, but that's tomorrow. Tomorrow! In Tempe, Arizona, the Angels are taking on the Cubbies. First day of spring training. That's why I was downloading my bat app.
That's right.
Get the game so I can watch spring training.
So for training, they still play games?
Yes!
Okay.
Actually, my sister lives out there. She lives right by Diablo Stadium where the Halos play their spring ball. A lot of teams either play in Arizona or Florida. And it's pretty, like, fan-friendly, actually. You can, like, go out, get autographs, enjoy the... It's full.
It's a card. That's football. What's the baseball?
There's a bunch.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell you, like, half the teams go to Florida and the other half play in Arizona.
And so there are many.
Yeah, the Angels are out there. The Cubbies are out there. I believe the Padres are out there. The Giants are out there. The Mariners are out there.
How do they like training in such a hot place?
I don't know.
I wonder. We should talk to
them
about that.
It's springtime. It's not that hot then.
Who's your favorite Angel?
Well.
Halo.
Of all time? I mean, that's a big question.
Now.
Because it'd be number 15, Tim Salmon. He's the greatest Angel of all time. That's a serious question. Mike Trout. Static!
So, my 15-month-old is in the back, and she heard you go, yes! So... For the past couple of minutes, and probably up to now, I'm hearing, yes! Yes!
Great!
So, thank you very much.
Hey, no probs! That's all. Later, man. A reminder to be careful what I say.
Yes, because two-year-olds absorb everything. They are sponges.
Yeah, so there you go. Hey, top five apps of 2011 and 2012. Facebook, YouTube, Google Play, Google Search, and Gmail. Apparently, we're creatures of habit.
Yeah.
So the question we asked this morning was, what are your top five apps of 2013? What do you got so far?
Casey says Facebook, Pinterest, Netflix, Static app,
and
the Calvary app.
Nice.
So that works.
Chrissy's trying to get me into the Pinterest thing because, you know, we're getting ready to purchase a new home and I guess, you know, tons of ideas. And...
Back in the day,
yeah,
I may have created a Pinterest for you.
What?
And...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have a Pinterest.
You have a Pinterest.
Are you kidding me right now?
I didn't do anything on it. I just thought it'd be funny to create one for you. Back in the... We talked about Pinterest a while ago.
Yeah, we did.
And you're like, I'm never going to get one. So I created one for you.
Well, they needed a man Pinterest. And I guess they
have that.
They have that. Because Pinterest, I mean, it's kind of cool, but 90% of the stuff I don't think I'd ever do. I've seen so many... color templates and palettes,
you know,
and all these things that I want to go crazy.
Pinterest
already
has great ideas, but also Etsy, because that's like where you just
Etsy
buy
was
it.
A store. Yeah, that's lame. Pinterest is better because then you don't purchase things; you actually try and do it yourself.
No, it means it turns out we waste all this money, and it turns out awful. Actually, that's not true. Not all the time. I've done some things on Pinterest where I'm like, wow, that worked.
There you go. Yeah, we're getting ideas for the new house, getting ready to move. We had our home inspection, and so there's some things around this house I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to get an electrician and or a plumber to help me with them because...
Okay.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Because then I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got stuff going on, and I'm not super handy guy. So
well,
it's like,
okay, both of those things, if you mess them up, it is over.
I know.
Do not try. Don't do it.
Oh, I know. But it's like so expensive. So I'm going to go on Pinterest and see if I can figure out how
to
do
it. Oh, yes. Good idea. Why don't you YouTube it
as
well? I
got to change some electrical stuff. And like my heater, there's a problem with like the thermometer thingy. So
right.
I'm just going to, I'll just Pinterest it. I'm sure it'll work out.
Yeah, totally.
Fun Joke Friday, 505-338-3700 or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What?
You
just scared me.
Sorry. I just read this. I read this. And you broke this news to me, I think, yesterday.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake hosting SNL.
Yes!
Woo!
March 9th. I don't even have the paper in front of me, and I know.
Yeah. March 9th. 10 days before his album, his new album, hits the market.
Is that sad?
You knew it was March 9th. Because he's one of the best.
I wrote it on the calendar.
Did you?
He's hilarious.
He is hilarious. So
thank you for that.
Yeah, just want to let everyone know he will be hosting SNL,
and he's going to prove why Biebs is terrible.
I don't want to talk about that.
That was awful.
It wasn't awful.
I think musicians need to stop. They try and pretend like they're actors.
Justin Timberlake is a musician, and he's funny.
Yeah, he's the only one. He's the only one.
Bruno Mars.
Okay, touche. There's two funny people. You know what? Adam Levine was pretty funny.
Adam Levine was really funny.
Dave Grohl. Hilarious.
No.
He's just all around hilarious.
I didn't see him.
All right, fine. There's a handful.
See?
All right, I'll concede that. Justin Bieber, not on that list, bro.
Okay, okay. In comparison to what I expected,
yeah.
He did way better than I expected.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
You're so sweet. You had really low expectations.
I did.
That was awful.
I didn't have any expectations.
There you go. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some music from the Almost.
And more of your jokes.
And Brett Detter. Or Dieter. Or Dietar.
Detar.
Or Detar. Or Dater.
Brett Detar.
Yes, it's Brett. On the way back.
Brett.
See you on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Then you never lose. General Ghost. If then, Static Radio, good morning.
Some truth right there.
Happy Friday. If you never lose nothing, then you never lose. Actually, that's not true, because if you never lose nothing is a double negative. That means
you
lose
something,
then you don't lose.
There's still truth.
That means if you lose something, then you never lose. But that's not true, because it's a double negative. It's art. We don't really judge grammar in art, right? Do we?
No.
Okay, good. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Friday. It is finally here, which means Fun Joke Friday.
That is right. Fun Joke Friday. Now, if only I had a joke to tell at this
moment. I assumed you would have one ready and waiting, which is why I shot it out to you.
Oh, that's so nice.
Back to you, Mitch.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
This is boring.
What do you call a cat with two legs?
What?
Lean beef.
A cat?
Cow with two legs.
Oh.
Gosh, you ruin everything. What do you call a cow with two legs?
What?
Lean beef. Thank you.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in that way.
What time does Sean Connery arrive at Wimbledon?
What time?
Ten-ish.
Oh, man. There's been some really good ones and some really, really bad ones.
That one was really funny.
I know. I need to write that one down. That was a good one. I like that one.
Oh,
what else you got for us?
That's it for now.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I'll find more.
So the Oscars are going down this Sunday night, and I'm sure we're going to have to talk about it. Come Monday.
I guess.
Ballots from the 5,856 voting members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences were due back on Tuesday, so the votes are in. The envelopes are getting stuffed.
Oh, good.
Wow, the 2012 telecast, guess how many people watched the Oscars last year? Wild guess.
A wild guess?
Yes.
1.2 million people.
Really? 8.7 watched your stupid season finale of Downton Abbey.
I know, and the Oscars aren't that popular, right?
Mitch, how many people watched the Oscars last year? The Oscars! 8.7 watched Downton Abbey.
And that show is way better than the Oscars.
I said wild guess!
10.7 million people. Ah!
39.2 million American viewers.
I don't know. I'm not one of them.
One in every three TV sets
was at least turned to the station.
Was tuned to the Oscars telecast.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they actually watched it. They're lying.
The show is going to be seen this year in more than 225 countries.
How many different languages?
This year, I'm...
Oh, sorry.
700 lucky fans this year are going to be seated on the bleachers on the 500-foot walkway leading to the theater at Hollywood and Highland Center.
If you think about it, how many millions of people? 30 what million?
39.2 last year.
39.2 million people. 700 of those people get to sit there.
700 fans. They get to sit,
That's
you
it.
Know, on the red carpet where people are freaking out and screaming.
You have to have an in. You have to have an in. You know, I couldn't do it. Would you go if you had an opportunity?
Back in the day, fans would camp out for days to secure a space on the bleachers. But with increased security and the move to Hollywood, the spots are now awarded in a random drawing.
Winners, that makes more sense.
Winners also gets a chance to watch the show at a nearby theater. They get a fan gift bag. Dude, some years, how many fans do you think... have signed up to try and... You just said 39.2 million people. So how many people do you think have actually cared enough to try and sit in the bleachers?
8.4 million.
You would think, right?
Right.
Because that many millions of people,
yeah.
The most they've ever had, 20,000 people to get a seat.
Well, if you think about it...
There's still a lot.
We have... Never mind.
What?
I was going to go with our mysegregator.com if you want to donate.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the Lobos, because we've got...
lots of tickets.
That's right. You don't have to camp out for days to get these tickets either.
No, they are free here for tomorrow's show at 6 o'clock.
Tomorrow's game
at 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. at the Pit. Lady Lobos taking on Colorado State. It is sponsored by Static Radio, so we have a brick of tickets for Static listeners.
That's right.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to try and win them. We just have a whole brick waiting for you right here. At the station, just come on down, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Pick up your tickets for the Lady Lobos game tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Pit.
You can get as many as you want for as long as they're there, right?
Okay. As long as you're going to use them.
Why can't your hand be 12 inches long?
Why?
Because then it would be a foot. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
What?
Yes! We have to do that every time.
Every single time. I'm just screaming. What?
Happy Friday. 9:47 now. It's Fun Joke Friday. And you want to give a couple jokes for the road?
Yeah, I guess I could.
All right.
Like, no big deal. Whatever.
Let's hear them.
Okay. How do you fix a broken jack-o'-lantern?
I think I know this one.
With a pumpkin patch.
Hey.
What do you... Why don't blind men skydive?
Why?
Because it scares the heck out of the dog.
Oh, man. Yep. Wow. Hey, before we go, I gotta talk about something.
Okay.
It's a boy thing, maybe.
Okay.
Did you ever have a dream of being a pilot?
No.
You never dreamt about being a pilot?
No, that's a boy
thing. Growing up to fly something, a plane, helicopter, spaceship?
I personally did not.
Okay. Well, I would love to. There's this thing, like, apparently it's been around forever, but people are, like, actually talking about it right now. It's called the U2 plane.
Oh, gosh. Worst thing ever.
It has nothing to do with U2.
See, I skipped over it because it said U2, and I was like, nah. that story,
it's
whatever you're about.
It's a spy plane. It's an Air Force spy plane.
Right. Okay, cool. Uh-huh.
Nearly 60 years after first taking to the skies, the Air Force's U-2 spy plane continues to roam the edges of space, conducting important reconnaissance.
What if that's what U-2 is doing right now?
They're up in the spaceship.
What if that's actually their job?
That's how they wrote the song Vertigo. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Because it's that high, they got like this vertigo, really crazy
wow.
case of vertigo. That's the worst joke I've ever heard in my entire life.
Fun Joke Friday!
Worst joke.
And you made it up yourself.
Ever! Anyways. All right. They fly at 70,000 feet, gathering surveillance data anywhere in the world. So in case you're wondering, yes, U2 is watching you.
Good.
Today's model is 40% larger, carries four times the intelligence collection payload than the originals, with a wide variety of sensors. U2 provides many key capabilities, like the ability to jam.
Yeah.
Aerial eavesdropping to surveying dirt patterns in Iraq, Afghanistan, to flag signs of hidden IEDs. Huh?
Ooh,
you know?
Totally.
What I'm talking about?
Yes,
anyways,
I do not.
Spy plane.
That's kind of cool.
Scary stuff. It's creepy. It's in the skies. U2 is watching you.
What's that? A
Bono
bird?
Knows when you've been good.
A plane?
Who
no,
knows
it's
when you've been
spy
bad.
Plane.
That's right.
U2 is watching you.
That's right. Good old Adam, Larry.
Who?
The Edge.
Ah.
Bono. Bono Vox.
Yes. Totally.
Can we go now?
Yes. Sorry,
it's 9:50.
Sorry about the last 4 minutes of everyone's life.
Okay. See you two spy plane. That'll be okay. Terrible. All right. We got some come wind on the way back. Also, the last bison, and of course, Adri coming up. Don't forget noon today. It is Total Recall Live, taking you back to the 90s.
That's right.
Also, last reminder, Lady Lobos tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Pit. Sponsored by Static Radio. So we got a whole brick of tickets for our listeners. All you got to do, come on down to the station, say, what up? You don't have to do anything, actually. Just come get your tickets. We have them. We have up here. So, yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Do it.
Good times. We'll see you guys on Monday, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.